never want to make a connection between this, the consequences, the manifestations, and the drug use.
Talk to Julie from Tucson. Julie, you're on Loveline.
Hey, nice to hear you guys again. I love your show. I listen to it every night.
Thank you. We like that.
Pretty cool. I do my Jane Fonda while I'm listening to your show, so I don't have to...
You do aerobics listening to Loveline?
Well, so I don't have to keep my mind on aerobics.
Yeah, I masturbated to that before I came in today, too.
Jane Fonda?
Yeah.
Which one, Barbarella?
No, the workout one.
Oh, I did the Henry Fonda workout.
You know, I grabbed the one where she was pregnant and I had a little difficulty.
I have, I don't know. I've been going out with this guy for 5 years. And, hello?
Yeah, where are you?
Okay, I've been going out with this guy with 5 years.
Yes. 5 years.
And there's no question as to who I want to spend my life with. Definitely him. But there's this, I'm about to quit my job. And there's this guy at my work that, you know, he's like the guy at the work that everybody likes. And him and I are pretty good friends. And I want to kiss him on my last day of work because I just quit this job. I've had the job for like 5.5 years. And I just want to let him know. Mm-hmm. And I don't plan on taking it anywhere. And if there was a chance, I would never want to take it anywhere. But is that cheating?
Why?
Yes. What are you thinking, Adam? Yes.
Oh, no, I was thinking. I was thinking. And
it's cheating.
Is it?
You're opening up. Just, you know what you do? If you don't do it, if you really don't do it, and you believe the fantasy of this guy that you're with now is going to be the guy that you're definitely going to be with, you love your boyfriend, right?
Yes.
And you actually believe that you're going to be with him forever, right?
Yes.
Okay. You will be glad if you don't make a move on this. It's like one of those things, you get a message, delete the message. You get a phone number, throw the phone number away.
Right.
Yeah, you do have to save yourself from yourself once in a while.
But even if it would never go anywhere, I mean...
You're still cheating. Okay, Julie.
But why if it
Julie,
would never go anywhere?
Julie, what kind of job does your boyfriend have?
He's a bartender.
He's a bartender, okay? I want you to close your eyes for a second, okay?
Okay.
He's working at the bar. Pamela Lee lookalike walks in, okay? She's a little buzzed. She's looking at your boyfriend. You're closing your eyes right now?
Yeah.
She's looking at your boyfriend. He serves her a fuzzy navel.
Hold on. I'm going to close my eyes.
You're going to start jerking off.
She says,
this is my last night in Tucson. I've seen you before. I just want to kiss you once before I go back. How would you feel?
I don't know. Of course I wouldn't want him to do it.
Exactly. It's the same thing. Forget it, Julie. Goodbye.
Okay.
Yeah, have enough pride and feel good enough about yourself not to have to get this kind of reinforcement, because that's what I think it is.
This is Mike from Minnesota.
Either that or she's just really is not as committed to the relationship as she thinks. This is her only way that she...
Turn your radio down, Mike.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you're on.
All right. Hey, dude, I got a question for you. First of all, man...
We don't need the life history. Just...
All right, just dude, but... Anyway, the question is, how the hell... can I get this chick that is totally opposite from me from having just a pure sexual relationship to also, you know, a friendship relationship too? You know, like going out and hanging.
You're having sex with her, now you want to become friends with her.
Well, she's kind of a cool, you know. I mean, in her own way, you know. I mean,
he really thinks you're actually amazed at that.
Huh?
What?
Mike thinks you actually are, in fact, amazed that he would want to have a friendship.
Well, you mean you want to talk to her,
he's
too?
He's defending why he'd want to have a friend.
Even with the cootie factor in place?
What's that?
So you're saying you want to still have sex with her?
Yeah.
And actually talk to her, man, during the day?
The whole package.
All right, now I'm curious. Like, what kind of stuff would you talk about?
Dude, I don't know, man.
Well, that's my point, Mike.
Watch your language, you filthy bastard. We have to delete everything you said.
Hey, I'm sorry. I respect the radio and everything like that. But
all right, so she's
not her.
So she don't like the bands that you like.
She don't like the bands I like, okay? This is kind of serious because it's weird, dude. It's becoming more than just the thing. It's almost becoming like a challenge.
All right, here's the deal, Mike. We're going to get right to the point. And the point,
cool,
question basically is, can a relationship between two really different people actually work? Two opposites.
Exactly.
And some of the best relationships actually can be conducted between people that are opposites, provided that you can find... It can be. Provided you can find common interests and you can have sort of common...
They have something in common. They bone each other.
All right. But
they're both into their hair.
Common rhythms and common interests. And you may approach them from totally different points of view and for totally different reasons. And that you enrich each other that way. But there has to be an interpersonal dynamic between you. You have to be able to talk. You have
there
to be able to... Hey, Mike. She has to be able to accept it back. She has to be able to give you feedback. There has to be a dynamic. There has to be a process between you. And then if that happens, it can work.
Okay? We're going
to
take the vest back, Drew. Drew's getting out of hand over here, stomping on the pulpit like Mussolini. What?
I gotta see the chick. She's hot in everything, you know.
All right. Well, wait a minute. She's great looking. You want to get to know her better. You're already having sex with her.
What was that?
What is that sound you're making?
That was a Deicide song, I think.
It's just something that kind of comes along, you know, once in a while. It's like one of my other personalities.
That's his Deicide song, I think. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
She shouldn't go out with you.
Huh?
Bye.
Good night.
Mike, no one should go out with Mike.
Is that one of those weird guys you talked about, those death rock?
The death metal band? Oh, dude, the band Deicide is the worst of all of those guys.
What do they sound like?
Like, exactly. That's a song. That's how those guys sing. They sing like song. Like, I had to MC this con. Okay, this is a funny story real quick. They asked me if I would MC this. I didn't just fart, Drew. I didn't do it. If I do it, I'll claim it.
Was that what
I had to go MC this concert. It was the Milwaukee Metal Festival, right? And Deicide was playing. And all these people there hated me. And they said, will you do this? I said, no. And I had to introduce Deicide on stage. And I said, I won't do it. And they go, come on, what will it take to do it? I go, give me $5,000 and 2 round trip tickets to Hawaii. And they did it. So I said, okay, I went down there. I go down there, this band Deicide's playing, right? Drums are like, ding, ding, guitar's all heavy. And I'm like, right on. And the guy starts singing. The guy's like, and I'm like, wow.
Having my baby. Yes.
There was the one band, Cannibal Corpse, which out of those bands, I actually like Cannibal Corpse. They were pretty cool. But they start singing, and I talk to the guy, and the guy's like, oh, cool. And I'm like, yeah, what's going on? He's like, really nice guy. And then he goes out there, and he sings, and they start, and then when the song's over, and they talk to the crowd, and like, you'll go to concerts, you'll go, all right, what's going on? And I, you know, the crowd, the guys are talking to the crowd, and they're going, and the audience back is going, and it was like, wow, it was like,
I hear Milwaukee likes to rock and roll.
But it wouldn't sound like that. It would go like... That's scary. It was scary. That was one of my good gigs. Let's talk to Michelle. Michelle, where are you calling from?
From Coon Rapids.
Coon Rapids.
Uh-huh.
There's a place called Coon Rapids.
Yeah, it's in Minnesota.
Oh, Coon Rapids.
What's the weather like up there?
Cold.
I hear it's just really cold there right now.
Cold. There's not very much snow, though, for it being wintertime.
You got an ice fishing shed, Michelle?
No, I'm not into the winter kind of stuff.
You don't do any ice fishing. All right.
What about big breasts? You got big breasts, Michelle?
No.
Okay, what else is up?
Well, I just had a question for you guys. Okay. There's this guy that I know, and I was kind of attracted to him. In fact, I am attracted to him a lot. And in a way, I broke up with my boyfriend for this guy. And so then me and this guy, we got it on or whatever you want to say. And so, and he's just a jerk and I don't know. So now me and my boyfriend are kind of in a way back together, just, I mean, not totally, but a little bit. And this guy, you know, I've decided I don't want anything to do with him, you know, but I see him all the time because I work with him.
Where are we going?
Real quick, Michelle, because we got to go to commercials.
Okay, and so, but he's just a jerk, but I still have this, like, obsession with him, and I just don't know what to do.
All right, I'm gonna encapsulate this for you. Okay. Your obsession is because he jerked you over and doesn't give a rat's hiney about you anymore. You don't care about this guy. You're back with your old boyfriend, but you can't get over the fact that he jerked you around. Your ego's hurt. So grow up, get over it. Stay with your old new man and make it up to him.
Hello?
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 Hello? Love Line will be right back!
98.5 KLME.
Hey, whether you're ready for the holidays or not, you're ready to do some serious shredding. It's finally starting to dump, which means snowboarding, snowboarding, and more snowboarding. So whether you're buying your own gift because you deserve the best, or looking for the killer gift to buy someone else, make it a snowboard from Session Snowboard Shop. Holiday specials include 15% off Burton Adex or a complete Santa Cruz skateboard for only $79.95. Even Doc Martens, already low-priced Sessions, are 15% off. Sessions is, always was, and always will be your complete one-stop snowboard and skateboard shop. And you don't have to be Rand McNally to find them. Sessions is in Sunnyvale at 123 East Fremont Avenue across from Fremont High School. Yeah, Fremont Avenue, but it's in Sunnyvale. Write it down. You might be tested. Session Snowboard Shop. Think I'm making this up? Then call 408-735-1137.
The holidays are almost here, so Miller's Outpost would like to offer you this handy little guide to help you figure out what gifts you'll be getting. First, shake your gift box, like so. This is a rechargeable screwdriver. Next. This sound indicates some type of ceramic ware. For further clarification, shake harder. Ah, this was Stafford China, from England in the plow and field pattern. Next. Oh, lucky you. Levi's 501 shrink-to-fit jeans from Miller's Outpost. But wait, there's also a pair of pre-shrunk 501s. And a pair of stonewashed 501s, also from Miller's Outpost. Okay, look, if none of your gifts make this noise, don't bum out. Just go to Miller's Outpost and get some Levi's jeans for yourself. Hey, what are holidays for? Okay, time for one more. Oh, a puppy. Miller's Outpost, clothing with a clue.
From Universal Pictures.
Here we are, the seventh game.
They're about to face off.
Fires and score!
What do you want?
$1,700,000,000.
Everyone in this building will die.
And unless the good guys win,
the situation is hopeless.
I'm going to try to stop it.
He's got a challenge.
Terror is going into overtime.
This place is ready to explode.
Jean-Claude Van Damme, Sudden Death, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parents. Starts Friday at theaters everywhere. In the 21st century, a dying population is searching for a cure.
Looking for the army of the 12 monkeys.
Now, one desperate man...
He thinks he comes from the future.
...is the only hope.
Are you going to save us, Mr. Cole?
Bruce Willis.
We live underground!
Madeline Stowe.
I tell you, people are going to die!
Brad Pitt.
Do you realize where he thinks he comes from?
From Universal Pictures, a Terry Gilliam film, 12 Monkeys, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Starts December 27th in select areas, opens everywhere January 5th.
Falling in love is a magical and powerful experience. The Sinclair Institute is offering three videos that will show you the way to the passionate and fulfilling intimate relationship you deserve. Ordinary Couples Extraordinary Sex videos give you the secret techniques that create the sexual chemistry you need.
View these videos risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-380-9284. Increase your intimacy or your money back. That's 1-800-380-9284.
You know the sound of relief for your worst cold symptoms. Now taste the taste. New orange-flavored Alka-Seltzer Plus cold medicine. Great new taste. Same fast relief as original. To soothe your aches. Relieve your runny nose. Free your breathing. Get the sound. Get the taste. Get relief. Nothing rushes relief like new orange-flavored Alka-Seltzer Plus. Use only as directed.
Call Loveline now with your question or concern at 1-800-LOVE-191. That's 1-800-568-3191. Loveline on 98.5 KOME.
All right, we're back with Loveline. I'm filling in for Ricky Rackman, who's airing out his pants out in the hallway. And don't think that doesn't follow you in. Oh, dear Lord. A fart will... Oh, I don't know what the trailing distance is on a fart. We should look into that, but it always sucks in.
Wow.
Because you create a vacuum as you come through the door.
What is that, Drew? You're a doctor. What does that?
Nothing.
It's a Christmas edition of Loveline. We're having fun. Let's talk to... There's a serious call. Let's talk to Vernon from Hastings, Minnesota. Hey. Vernon, you're on Loveline. What's up, man?
Hastings.
Hastings.
Nothing much, man. I'm just chilling. How's it going down there?
Good. Very good.
Cover the smell.
What'd you call?
Kind of got a problem.
Yeah.
Two of them. The one for Dr. Drew, and
yeah,
I need some advice about the other one.
Let's go.
First one with Dr. Drew. Ever since the age of 13 or 14, in between there, I've been noticing that when I get cut, they kind of heal faster than my friends are normal. I'd ask people, and they say, that's not close to usual. And then at the age of 16, I had an accident at school and cut my finger open down to the bone. And they called up ambulance, and they took me to the hospital. And when I got there, it was a 15-minute ride. My finger was already, healed shut. They had to pull it open to see if there was anything, like tendons or stuff cut.
What's your question, Vernon?
I want to know if that's wrong or bad.
That's not bad. It's normal.
Why? Blah, blah.
What?
Cuts his finger to the bone and it heals, but by the time he gets there.
It didn't heal.
Okay,
it
go didn't. On. What's your second question, Vernon?
I have a bad reaction to seeing, religious stuff that has to do with gods and heavens and, cross and stuff.
Well, what kind of reactions?
Every day at school, I kind of, see crosses. Chicks wear them or guys wear them and stuff, and it makes my eyes water and they burn. I revolt against seeing them. It repels me.
What's garlic do to you?
Nothing.
Now, Drew, it's starting to make sense. So, correct me if I'm wrong, Vernon. You heal very quickly and crosses burn your eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you think I'm a vampire?
What do you think of Mel Brooks?
Because
I think he's got a movie coming out with Vernon starring in it. I think he thinks he's a vampire. Vernon?
What?
You think you're a vampire?
No, I can walk in the daylight and stuff.
You can?
Yeah.
Well, you heal really quickly and crosses burn your eyes. No, I don't think there's anything wrong with you.
You don't think there's nothing wrong with you?
I think you're fine, Vernon, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Wayne from Minneapolis, you're on Love Line.
Yeah, hi. First off, I'd like to say there seems to be a lot of messed up people in Minnesota.
Yeah, tonight. Tonight there is.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
They're beating Turlock!
Yeah, I think it's so cold out there. You guys don't have anything.
Oh, it's not even that cold, these wussies. I don't know.
How cold is it where you are right now, Wayne?
Oh, I don't know. It's probably 10, 15 degrees. I'm not
those wussies. I can relate. It's like 60 here.
And I have to agree with your Deicide comment. I mean, I do enjoy the Milwaukee Metal Fest, but that...
Dude, were you at the one that I was at?
Yeah.
Did I get pelted with more stuff than you've ever seen?
Yeah, I'm not a big death metal fan, but I went there with some friends and had a good time. Just
I got pelted with stuff. It was killer.
But mainly, I'm calling for, about, I think her name was Melissa, calling about, cheating on her boyfriend, and I was at work listening to your show, and, it just burned my ass, and she was talking about how it's, human nature, you have to do it, and I'm 23 years old, I've dated women I couldn't stand, and still not even had an affair, so, I mean, I think that,
Was that Ricky's advice?
What's that?
Who said you have to do it, Ricky?
No, she was talking about if that was just if that was in human nature in general. And then when you guys were just talking about how men have to cheat or something like that. And
you know what? I would think in a beautiful world it would be great as soon as we say, because you know what it is? It's like when you're really young, you say you're going steady.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
When you get older, you're engaged and getting married. But when you're just young in your 20s and your boyfriend and girlfriend, there's no Adam just let one go that I could hear.
I can smell that.
Well, that was an Adam one. I'm telling you, this place is going to explode.
I feel bad.
I don't know about crosses, but my eyes are burning right now.
I'm sorry, Drew.
I think you're in the minority, Wayne.
I guess I'm gonna...
No, but I've never cheated on anyone.
You have never cheated on a girlfriend?
No, I haven't.
Maybe I just take it because I was such a whore in my earlier days, that I just take it for granted that everybody was
Well, you were high on speed.
No, most of the time I was a whore, I was friggin' sober.
All right, but you had a good gig. You're talking about, you ran clubs, you're on MTV and all that stuff. I mean, a lot of guys might, given the opportunity... You know what I mean? But regular guys with regular jobs.
I'm a regular guy for most.
Really?
Yeah.
I've
a lot of really ugly girls, too.
I've been at parties where, at the time I was going out with someone that I didn't want to share my life with. I didn't want to share a car ride with.
You don't want to share a car ride, but you'll sleep with her.
Yeah, no, but I was with people I couldn't really even tolerate after a while. And I had plenty of opportunity to.
All right. And where are we going here? What's the point? Where are we going?
Well, I just don't think that people have to stereotype these guys always having to cheat or have affairs. And
okay, we agree.
I don't think you have to.
We certainly shouldn't be supporting that.
No.
No, I mean,
Drew wouldn't do that.
I mean, guys shouldn't have to like think, well, did you sleep with, you know, did you cheat once, twice, three times, and trying to get even? And that's even the point.
But once you cheat once in a relationship, the relationship is damn.
Are you referring to something that I said? Because I was listening to Adam and Ricky, and they were sort of using some kind of scale, a quantitative scale, whereby if she cheated 18 times with the guy, that the guy reserved the right to do the
19.
Same thing.
No, you get 19.
Right. You have to go one beyond.
Maybe
right. But that the girl, the woman, it was not an issue of quantity at all. It was just that it happened. It was a relationship, and as part of that, there was this.
Well, I think women cheat for more emotional reasons, and guys do it for more physical reasons. And I know maybe we've argued about this in the past, but she sounded like she cheated for an emotional reason.
Guys cheat because there's a moist hole. Brian from Minnesota, you're on Love Line. Another Minnesota. What's up, Brian?
Just hanging out here at work. I'm not supposed to listen to the radio.
What kind of job you got?
So you gotta do that.
What kind of job you got?
Well, I can't reveal that. I might get busted listening to the radio or something.
What kind of job?
In printing, let's put it that way.
Okay,
sorry.
What's going on?
But anyway, I just basically called to champion this whole cunnilingus thing. Some girls call up and their guys don't want to go down on them and whatever. It's once you do it, it's not that bad. I just best friend, and I talked him into it, and now he thinks it's the greatest thing in the world.
I would have liked to have been there for that conversation. Come on,
you just
Bob.
Gotta just go down there and lick around.
It's like riding a bike. Once you fall off, you got to get right back on again.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, some of them aren't the best smelling things in the world, but
right. Yeah, you know what? Probably some guys aren't either. You know, here's another question. Is it rude to get up and rinse out your mouth? 1,000 guys were polled. Is it rude to get up and rinse out your mouth after performing oral sex on a woman? Yes or no? Is it rude to go up and rinse your mouth out after performing oral sex on a woman?
I think so.
You think yes?
I don't think
55% of men said no.
Really?
Yeah, the majority of men said no. It's not rude to rinse your mouth out after performing oral sex on a woman.
I think it's uncouth. But if you can be sly about it, you know what I mean? If you can go, you know, I got to go to the bathroom, you go to the bathroom, and you take it a whiz, and you...
I think
you know,
it makes more
like
sense
that.
For a girl to rinse out her mouth after performing oral sex.
You do?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
If a girl gave you a hummer and
yep.
you wouldn't want, and she wanted to cuddle and kiss, wouldn't you rather her go rinse out her mouth?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Be fine.
Whatever.
But you wouldn't care. You wouldn't care. If a girl gives you oral sex, you have an orgasm, and she kisses you, you'll kiss her.
Once the hummer's finished.
Yeah.
Just don't block this. All right. I don't want to be an idiot, but you know, yeah.
Shut Don, up. You're on Loveline. What's up, Don?
Hello, am I on?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
I'm on my car phone, so I apologize for sounding kind of funny. Well, listen, I'd just like to wonder if you guys had a comment or an input on this. I think it's kind of a phenomenon. I'm 32 years old now, and say 10 years ago, I had no trouble at all. The women were just, you know, very plentiful. And I was too young and too stupid to know which ones are the good one, you know, which one I should have kept. And now that I look back on it, I think of one or two or three that I should have maybe married. But now that I'm 32, I'm single, and I'd like to settle down, they don't seem to be nearly as plentiful.
Well, they're not as plentiful because you have a more discriminating eye now because you're older and wiser.
Also, most of the women his age are gone.
That's it. All the good ones are taken.
Well, no, I don't. First off,
the younger women.
A lot of them that got married when they were 23, 24 are now divorced. And Mike, the engineer, is giving me the big thumbs up. And you know, you hear about those divorcees too. You know, Don.
I find that a lot. And I don't have any. You know, I don't have any trouble going out with a divorced woman. But sometimes, if they're freshly divorced. There's still a tremendous amount of baggage.
What's the opposite of freshly divorced?
Like one that's like got mold on her.
Well, freshly divorced would be, you know, within the last 8 or 10 months. Somebody that's been divorced for a couple of years has maybe got...
You don't want someone on the rebound. Here's the deal, though, Don, as far as I can tell. Because I'm 31. And
married?
No, I'm not married.
Okay.
But I do better with women now than I did when I was 21 or 22. And they're out there. It's just, you know, if
I mean, you can't pick up a nice girl in a bar anymore. I mean, when I was 22, that's what I wanted to do.
Dude, lower your standards.
Yeah, but listen, Don, it's not a numerical thing here. There are plenty of single women that are in their late 20s and early 30s.
And we're going to play some commercials. We'll be back with more Love Line.
Love Line will be right back when we're damn good and ready.
98.5 KOME.
And on the seventh day, God rested. But before he did so, he spake upon his host of angels, saying,
Go forth swiftly upon the earth, and seek out a store known as Popeyes.
To this the angels replied,
Yea, verily, Father, we will go swiftly. But what are we to do there?
Visit the Red Room,
spake the Lord. The angels gasped,
Buddha and Allah are dropping by tonight for some cones, and I need some accessories. Perhaps something from graphics, burn, Klingon, zigzag, or bamboo.
Your will be done, my Lord. But what else are we to obtain from Popeyes?
Why don't you pick up some snappy gear for yourselves? They have the latest from Fresh Jive, Kickwear, Think, Santa Cruz, and Alien Workshop. You guys could do with some color. Go to San Jose, California. There at 291 South Capitol Avenue, you will find Popeyes.
But what if we get lost?
Call 408-729-3605.
408-729-3605?
Yes. And when you return, there will be much rejoicing.
There endeth the lesson.
Inline Sports. Inline Sports.
Inline Sports, the number one inline sports store in the Bay Area 4 years in a row. Inline Sports just received over 10,000 pairs of Bauer inline skates. Inline Sports must sell all of these skates this Christmas. To do this, Inline Sports has drastically reduced the prices, starting at just $49. Inline Sports, with the biggest selection of Bauer skates in the Bay Area. Bauer is the leader in roller hockey and recreational skates. Need skate wheels? Inline Sports has over 200,000 wheels in stock. And this week only, wheels start at just $2 each. That's right, $2 wheels. Come in this week for incredible savings on over 10,000 pairs of Bauer skates. Inline Sports, with three Bay Area locations, Cupertino, San Jose, and Pleasanton. Call the experts at Inline Sports. 252-5233. Got a skate question? Call 252-5233. Inline Sports. 252-5233. Inline Sports. Simply the best for inline skates. Inline Sports. Guaranteed lowest prices in the USA. Only at Inline.
You gotta get gifts. You gotta get them now. So you gotta get to Media Play. You gotta get books? Save 40% on New York Times hardcover bestsellers. Plus, you'll find over 100,000 books discounted every day at Media Play. And what about CDs? Well, you gotta get a bunch. So come to Media Play, where hot hits start at $10.95 and over 60,000 titles are discounted every day. Gotta get a movie? Get to Media Play. We've got over 15,000 discounted movies, and thousands are $8.99 or less. You've got to shop Media Play for the latest in software and video games. Over 2,000 of them are discounted every day. And if you got kids, you got to see Media Play's kids department. Books, movies, games, and more, all at everyday savings. Media Play. You got to love it. You got to get in here.
Get to Media Play at Great Mall of the Bay Area in Milpitas.
Super Kmart Center's got a lot of food that's so delicious. With our prices always low, you know it's really quite terrific. Butchers, bakers, sandwich makers, lots of serve up super savings. See the store that's got them raving. Super Kmart Center. Super Kmart. Super Kmart Center. Super Kmart. Butchers, bakers, sandwich makers, lots of serve up super savings. See the store that's got them raving. Super Kmart Center.
The holidays are just around the corner, and so is your Oakland Super Kmart. Discover the best collection of gift wraps, cards, ribbons, ornaments, and party trays. Make gift-giving easy with Super Kmart gift certificates. Good for anything in the store. And save big in the full-service supermarket. Right now, bone-in shank portion ham is 79 cents a pound. And 21 to 25 count individually quick-frozen extra-large shrimp are just $7.97 a pound. Super Kmart is open 24 hours, right up until 8 p.m. on Christmas Eve.
Call Loveline now with your question or concern at 1-800-LOVE-191. That's 1-800-568-3191. Loveline on 98.5 KOME.
Oh, you want to talk about that?
No. It's over, guys.
Welcome back to the last show before Christmas. Loveline will probably be on in your neighborhood on Sunday and Monday, but it's going to be a repeat. The number's 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Ricky Rackman with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew's a real doctor. And I know next week sometime we have X-Scene on.
Oh, really?
X, which is going to be great.
I think that's Wednesday.
Good.
And right now we
will
talk. Okay, let's talk to Ray from Modesto. Hey, Ray.
Hello.
Hey, Ray.
Oh, hi. Hi, guys.
Hi.
I have two questions. The first one. A while back, I tried smoking pot, and
you could have told
I smoked a lot, and absolutely nothing happened. Well, so, what's the reason for that?
Bunk weed.
Was it the first time you ever smoked pot?
Yes.
Some of the experience of getting high on marijuana needs to be conditioned. That is to say, your brain sort of has to be charged up to have the experience. It takes a few exposures in some people for that to occur.
Did you do it? Did you inhale it?
Oh, yeah.
And it's not a function of how they do it so much. It's actually the brain sort of conditioning to the positive reinforcing effects.
I was wondering if my brain has the receptors for it or...
Yeah, I still can't. When I'm, you know, you've heard me ask my threshold question about whether or not somebody's a marijuana addict. I don't ask them what the first time you smoked pot, what do you think of it? I ask the first time you got high smoking pot.
Oh,
yeah.
It's
usually a different.
Oh, okay.
And it's not, and I can't tell, Ray, where you're at, whether or not you have that predisposition or not. So.
I see. And my
did you cough? Usually when you cough is when you get stoned.
No, stop.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah,
Ricky,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think when you start coughing, like when you're smoking dope, and then all of a sudden you're like, and you're holding it, and then you start coughing, and all of a sudden you get a head rush.
And everyone starts laughing.
I coughed my head off.
All right.
Right on.
Well, good, and didn't affect you.
Not.
Good, so forget about it. It's not for you.
All right, second question. Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
What's your opinion on medical schools outside of the United States?
Better pot.
Like where?
Caribbean.
Why would you want to do that?
Because I'm not getting accepted in the United States.
It's not the kind of profession I would suggest that you go... Well, A, it's a very difficult road right now for foreign medical graduates.
Oh, yeah.
And B, if for whatever reason you're not getting in...
Maybe it's you can't pass because of the drugs. Yeah,
what about that lovely school we have in Grenada?
That's what he's talking about.
Is that what you're talking about?
And it's not a profession you should be in if you are not totally committed and totally prepared.
But what if he wants to do plastic surgery?
It's very, very, very difficult thing life right now. And if it's a problem getting in here, sometimes a legitimate thing to do is to relocate your residence because certain states are much easier than others. California is not an easy state to get.
Oh, yeah.
And go back to school and start keep and stay in training and do more advanced level degrees and eventually you will get in.
Drew, what's an easy state? Because I'm toying with the idea.
Texas.
All right.
True, this is riveting, but I'm going to read another from the poll. This is a good one. You'll like this one, Drew. If a woman, 1,000 men were polled. If a woman asked you to use a dental dam for oral sex, how would you respond? Remember, Drew suggests a dental dam lots of times for oral sex.
I just suggested Adam, in fact.
I was off the air.
Jesus Christ.
You can tell him to shut up then, Adam.
Shut up.
Thank you. If a woman asked you to use a dental dam for oral sex, how would you respond? A, of course. B, isn't that paranoid? Or C, dental what?
So you say
53% of the men said
dental what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only 21% of the men said, of course they would use a dental dam.
Sometimes you got to go through the dam to get to the beaver. I think it's.
Oh, yes. Why haven't I heard that before?
I just made it up. That's why.
That is a very good.
Yes,
one.
Cart that up, Mike.
You know, maybe I'm wrong.
The philosopher warrior.
If a woman says for you to use a dental dam before having oral sex with her, I wouldn't go down there.
No way.
If a woman's saying, no, if a girl's saying, hey, before you eat me out, cover it up with saran wrap or something.
So I don't get exposed to your virus.
No. I'm with, yeah.
There.
It's like, what if someone picked you up in a carpool and they threw you a crash helmet?
Wait a minute.
You wouldn't want to drive with them.
You guys are saying something totally
opposite
to what we have always suggested. That is that people should be asking each other, demanding of one another that they use the appropriate barriers.
Dude, if we took a 5,000...
You just this morning said, this afternoon said that girl, on Lisa's show, you said guys and girls should carry condoms and as a courtesy insist of one another that's you.
Not dental dams.
It's the same thing.
No.
Yes.
So
no.
Let me just mediate here for a second. Ricky's saying her suggestion to use the dental dam is implying guilt of some kind. There's something wrong. Use the dam.
Right. Well, a condom.
Well, there's a pregnancy factor involved with the condom.
Stop.
You gotta, the condom's like the dick thing. Let me tell you something, okay? I know that you got to be like all PC and say practice safe sex, but I'm sorry. The dental dam thing, and I would hate to think that somebody's going to get AIDS because he went down on some chick that's got something or vice versa. But just the dental dam thing, it's just like...
But, you know, here's the thing with the dental dam. Just leave the frickin' pants on. You know what I'm saying? I mean, is there a big difference?
Drew,
explain
what the dental dam is for people that don't know.
Dental dam is basically just a sheet of latex. And you can create a dental dam just by taking a regular plain dry latex condom, cut the tip off, and then cut along the long axis of the tube you've created, and the tube opens up and becomes a sheet.
Right.
And you lay the sheet down wherever you wish.
Right.
And that's a sheet.
Then you lick the sheet.
Sound like
right.
A good time.
And the girl's not going to get off with a dental dam. No. I want to hear, if any woman ever had an orgasm with a guy that had oral sex with a dental dam.
You and I have talked to people that have done that. We talked to a lesbian couple once that were doing that and had no problem with it. You forgot.
You know what it really is? It's like when they bring the 6-foot sub in to the party,
mm-hmm.
to like the Super Bowl party. You know it's covered with saran wrap?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be just like digging in without taking the wrapping off.
Like, hey, you want this sub?
You want
go
some
right
sub?
Ahead.
Go ahead
and take it.
No.
No, I'd rather not have the sandwich.
That's right. No, thank you. I'll just have the dip.
Oh, man. Mike from La Mesa, you're on Loveline.
Hi. I was wondering why you guys like stereotype guys so much on the show.
Mike, tell us a point that we stereotype. Say, you guys always say that guys, what?
Well, it's like, I don't know, not something off the top of my head, but it's like some chick will call in, you know, and you guys will be talking to her about something, and then, like, mostly Adam will, like, say something like, oh, well, this is how guys work.
Well,
they use the example, Mike.
But wait, Ricky, let me give you an example. And this is a statement that you frequently throw out. Men are pigs. Men are pricks.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
That's a stereotype.
Like, yeah.
Why
no,
do you guys do that? Is it just like, is it because you guys are like that?
No, it's because most guys are.
Oh. So is that what you just like assume?
Yeah.
That most guys are like that?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Why don't we poll 1,000 girls and she thinks that most teenage guys are pricks.
Sexually.
And want sex and are after sex. We take 1,000 girls and say, do you think that most guys really want sex and are really after sex? What do you think those women would say out of 1,000?
I don't know.
I actually think, I suspect that younger, particularly teenage women, are actually not as aware of how much guys are that way.
And that's why it takes Adam and myself to tell these women.
I think if you pulled 1,000
parents
of
teenage women. Of
teenagers, yeah, then you would see a more accurate reflection, I think.
Thanks for calling, Mike. Have a good holiday. This is Jesse. Jesse, you're on Loveline.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Jesse.
Hey.
Hey.
I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Okay, the three of us, me and my roommates, are sitting around. And
are you all girls?
No, there's two girls and a guy.
Oh.
And my guy roommate,
Jack.
When he's hard, his penis kind of leans off to the side.
Is he your boyfriend or just your roommate?
He's my roommate.
Have you ever had sex with him?
What?
Have you ever had sex with him?
No, I haven't.
Has the other roommate ever had sex with him?
Yes, it's his girlfriend.
Oh. Have you ever seen his penis?
Yes.
You've seen his dick? You ever had threesomes?
No.
Yes, you have.
Yes.
Right on, Jesse.
No,
did you do her and him or just her?
Excuse me?
Did you do her and him or just her? just did her or you did him too?
I didn't do him.
So you just did her?
Well, just say I haven't done him.
So you had a threesome and you just did her?
Well, then it wouldn't be a threesome.
That's a 2 and a half, which is good enough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's
a solid 2.5, maybe 2 3/4.
I'm sure that guy did not complain. Okay. Go ahead, Jesse.
Well, that was the question. His dick kind of leans off to the side when he's hard.
Yeah.
And he thinks that that's not normal, is it? We're saying it probably is normal.
This guy has got these two chicks sitting here
arguing
about his
dick. There's another girl that lives with us, too.
There's
so
three girls?
Going on, you know?
You've never had, like, fours, have you?
No.
Oh, man.
No.
I know what we're going to spend New
Year's. How much of an angle are we talking about?
Not that much.
How much of the rent is this guy picking up?
A third.
That's it?
Nope.
I would think he'd be paying the rent and their food.
Yeah, security deposit.
As any of us would.
Right, utilities.
Jesse, wow. That is normal.
It is.
Is that now? That's not the Peroni's.
No, it's not Peroni's.
But it's the Leaning Peroni's. Tower of Pisa.
Peroni's when it gets hard, it never comes down.
No,
that's where
that's
bends.
Priapism's.
Peroni's is a sort of a fibrous plaque that forms and pulls it all to one side. And it could be rather severe, the angle then.
This is just where...
Is it normal in, like, all guys? I mean, are all guys, like, perfectly symmetrical?
No,
or?
Most.
Jesse, because we don't know, what we'd really have to do is get a picture of the two of you girls with this guy, and then we'd be able to take a look at it.
Love Line will be right back to say something interesting or humorous or something. 98.5 KOME.
Hey, if you're going to buy a snowboard, you've got to go where you got to go. But if you're going to buy snowboard clothing or accessories, you're throwing money away if you don't shop at C.L. Broderick Company. C.L. Broderick Company is a warehouse of snow clothes and accessories. They've got snowboard shell jackets from $29, insulated board jackets from $49, snowboard pants from $28. You've got to check it out. C.L. Broderick is jam-packed with boardwear and accessories at prices way below the other stores. Everything at C.L. Broderick is always 25 to 45% below regular retail. Why? It's because they don't have the overhead. They're in a warehouse on Lafayette Street between Central Expressway and El Camino in Santa Clara. Nothing fancy, just everything you want at rock-bottom prices. C.L. Broderick, go where you can actually buy the boardwear you need and still have the cash left for the lift ticket. C.L. Broderick in Santa Clara, 748-0880. 748-0880. Gas money. Hey, you'll still have gas money.
Boarders, don't throw your money away. Get to T.L. Broderick Company for great gifts, too. T.L. Broderick Company in Santa Clara.
Merry Christmas. Welcome to Santa's Workshop. You say you need to get a sleigh full of musical instruments from us before Christmas Eve? Hey, Santa. Hey, guys. You hear that? Before Christmas. You need to do what Santa always does. You need to go to Music World Sunnyvale. Music World Sunnyvale is the source for amps, guitars, drums, keyboards, brass, woodwinds, sound equipment, and more. Name brands like Fender, Marshall, Korg, Craig, Jackson, Martin, Roland, and Audio Centron. Music World Sunnyvale has the instruments to satisfy anyone's wish list. Best of all, the friendly Music World staff know so much about the instruments, you'd think they built them personally. While you're at Music World, take advantage of their no-money-down finance plan. Get 90 days, same as cash, OAC. Take it from me. Santa wouldn't dream of shopping anywhere else. Music World Sunnyvale.
Music World Sunnyvale gladly accepts trade-ins. Ask about our layaway program, or how about nothing down, easy payment OAC financing with 15-minute credit approvals. Music World, 151 West Washington, Sunnyvale. See our ad in Band Magazine, or find us in the White Pages.
You know, some things never change. Christmas is always on the 25th. My mom's fruitcake is always left over, and I'm always driving around the last minute buying gifts. And the warehouse always bails me out. How? Well, they're just around the corner. They got thousands of gifts for under 20 bucks, all under one roof. And for those super procrastinators, you know who you are. They're even open Christmas Day. Every year, I just cruise over to the warehouse, whoa, watch it, reindeer crossing, and grab some music for the folks left on my list. They've got loads to choose from, too, like the latest from Smashing Pumpkins or the Rolling Stones. I mean, good tunes make much more personal gifts than ties or slipper socks, right? So do movies and video games. You know, my sister, she's a movie fanatic, so I'm buying her a copy of The Mask. And my brother, he's a couch jock, so he gets the new Vector Man video game. Or for just 25 bucks, I can get him a warehouse Catch the Magic rental card. It's good for 25 movie or video game rentals. Ah, here we are. The warehouse, my favorite place.
Catch the Magic. Where? The warehouse. Open Christmas Day.
By the way, what are those funky colored little chunklet things you find inside a fruitcake?
A tennis bracelet is one of the very few types of jewelry that, if the quality is poor, will cause problems. I'm Tom Shane, and I want our customers to understand about a tennis bracelet. From the top side, it's a row of diamonds. But from the underside, it's a series of hinges. The hinges are made of gold, which is a soft metal at best. And if you buy it from the Shane Company, our gold will be thick enough and heavy enough that our bracelets will hold up. They won't break or snag her clothes. Our diamonds are of a quality where they're pretty to look at. After all, our customers won't be repeat customers if they don't feel good about wearing our product. We've got a great selection of tennis bracelets. 1 carat total weight at $6.95, 2 carats from $12.95, plus a lot of other sizes as well. Before you buy a tennis bracelet, take a good look at the diamonds and examine the underside. If you do, you'll appreciate the value and selection at the Shane Company.
Your direct diamond importer.
98.5 KOME. The revolution is on.
Poor Ricky.
I'm telling you, I don't know what it is, this song.
Well, you like seeing Ricky tear up, don't you?
It does. Do you want to should I tell my sad story, what I did really quick?
Don't aggravate him. He could fart again. He could loosen his bowels somehow.
Does this song make you sad for some reason?
Not as sad as it makes you. Why is it a Christmas song? It's kind of the way. It's depressing for a Christmas song.
It sounds like it should be, all my friends are dead. Mother's bleeding.
Yeah, it is a little morose.
Maudlin.
Little maudlin for Christmas time.
Let's talk to Tony. Tony, does that song make you sad?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, man, it's not a happy Christmas song.
What's going on, Tony?
Okay, my question is, in Minnesota here, it's illegal to give oral sex. I was wondering why.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's very true.
How do they enforce something like that?
I don't know.
Except for the guys that are smiling?
I don't know.
It's illegal to give it, is it legal to receive it?
Yeah, well, you know, these are like old sort of Puritan laws that are just on the books.
Yeah,
I mean,
you can't walk a mule in the
right, there's laws that
square.
Says, like, yeah, the mayor gets a pig every year and stuff like that, but it's not really enforced.
Nobody's gone through the procedure of taking it out of the book.
You know anyone who's been popped for by the blow patrol?
No, I haven't.
Tony, are you a lawbreaker?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and that's all that matters, okay?
Okay, my question is, though, is there anything that, like, physically, like, could be dangerous doing this to a woman? I've heard, like, if you blow air...
Wait, Tony, what?
I've heard that if, like, you do it wrong and you blow air in there, that you can, like, physically hurt them.
Okay, there, as I understand it, was one reported case where somebody really forced air up there, and it caused air to get into the veins and cause them...
Yeah, it was Louis Armstrong.
Dizzy Gillespie.
Satchmo.
Gillespie. And it caused a pulmonary embolus, and that was fatal. In that one case, very bizarre freak accident had nothing to do with it.
Drew, it's
you're not supposed to, Tony, if you're going up to the girl and you're going, hey, watch it. You're doing it wrong.
I know that.
Yeah, but, you know, Drew, is it like, you know, when they give you an injection, they squirt.
Are those chocolate-covered coffee beans?
Oh, yeah.
I got to get those from.
Sure.
Oh, thank you. Are they yours? Can I eat some?
I got baklava.
I never had baklava. I just had my first piece of baklava.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
I liked it.
And low-cal.
Yeah. You know what?
It's just dripping. It's oozing.
I wake up this morning, okay? I'm trying so hard. My New Year's resolution, even though it's not really a New Year's resolution, is I'm not fat, but I got like a little bit of inch, you know, to pull. And I say to myself, I'm going to get rid of it, I'm going to get rid of it, I'm going to get rid of it. I work my ass off running, okay? I ran 40 minutes today, and now I just sit here and I eat chocolate-covered coffee beans and that baklava, and I'm just sitting there going, why did I even run?
It's totally addicting.
And I've
sugar.
Also come up to the conclusion that I'm on radio.
You might as well get just
hey, guys, I got a washboard stomach right now.
Oh, yeah.
Biceps pumping out of my shirt.
Oh, yeah. You know. And a little streamlined nose.
What are you trying to say? One who shaves. The show's called Loveline, but tonight being Christmas, we just want to talk about just whatever. We're going to have some fun. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. That's 568-3191. I'm Ricky Rackman with Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla. I got another stat thing I want to read you. And this will be kind of funny. Well, actually, no, it's not really funny. But let me ask you this. Drew Barrymore flashed her breasts on David Letterman's show. Does that mean, and they polled 1,000 men. Does that make you like her more? Like her less? Or it really doesn't matter?
It makes me want to be in the studio audience, but as far as having a relationship with someone like that, it makes me think she's a little nutty.
No, right, Drew Barrymore.
Like her less.
When you saw her, did you like her less or like her more?
I don't know what like means. Yeah, I mean, I'd like her more because there's a better chance I get to see her breasts now. But I mean,
respect her more or less?
It makes me think she's a little loopy, and that doesn't mean because she's open with her sexuality, but it's more that she needed the attention.
'60s liberal crap. What is it you feel about it?
Drew puts a frickin' vest on, and all of a sudden. All of a sudden, he's the philosopher warrior.
Yeah, somebody should have brought him some hair gel, too.
Yeah, like Mr. Easy Rider.
Well, 43% of the men didn't really care, because that was my opinion. I could care. 23% of men like her less. 34% of men like her more.
All right.
We're going to get back to some calls right now. Let's talk to Melissa from Fremont. Melissa, you're on Loveline.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
How are you?
We're good.
Good. I was driving home tonight, went to see my boyfriend at his work, and I'm like, I'm going to call Loveline and tell him how much I love him, because we had some problems a while back. And
what, you and Loveline?
No, not at all. You guys are great. Me and my boyfriend.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was bad. And
you were bad?
I was bad.
Tell us what happened.
What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of had an affair, in a sense, I guess. And
right.
Yeah, 20-year-old having an affair, I think.
Did a guy stick it in you?
Yeah.
That's not kind of an affair.
That is.
You cheated on your boyfriend.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's not good.
Tell us about this guy you cheated on him with.
Huh?
Tell us about the guy you cheated on him with.
Tell you about him?
Yeah.
Well, he was a nice guy, you know, and my boyfriend works late at night, and I don't work at night, so I kind of started hanging out with him, and we started hanging out, and it was fun, and...
You were lying to your boyfriend every night when he asked where you were?
Yeah, I was lying.
You know, she started off with a compliment, Ricky, so let's not rake her over the coals
right.
This brings up an interesting point.
And that
point.
Is exactly the reason she started the show, by saying how nice, how much she likes the show, because she knows I'm going
to... Melissa, hold on a second. I wanted to ask the boys a question here, since it's sort of a free-for-all night.
Okay.
This may have come up before, but I'm not sure. Hypothetically, you two guys, if your wives had an affair, and that's sort of a euphemism for screwing around, not really fair, but just had a fling with a guy, did something, would you rather her actually have intercourse with a guy or just give the guy a hummer? One or the other.
What
you know what I mean?
Hell, difference is that.
I'm saying if it happens.
Importance of that discussion.
Here's what I'm saying.
Many times Drew and I differ, but I think we would both have the same reaction.
You go with a hummer.
Way. No, either way is just like.
All right, either way is bad. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, either way,
my name's OJ.
Yeah, exactly. I want to view into the inner workings of this mind was sitting across from me here. What the hell? Where did that come from? What difference does that make?
Well, I was thinking to myself, because she said an affair, but essentially it was just sex.
No. That was an affair. She was going out. Because, Melissa, you were going out with this guy, right?
Yeah, we were, like, hanging out. And
like,
once high by.
Because, I was thinking I would like my girlfriend, if she was going to cheat on me, or my wife, if she was going to cheat on me, to have an affair.
To like the guy.
Not to blow some guy in a parking lot.
To like the guy.
To like the guy and to actually feel something
you
for him.
You would rather him to feel...
I'm actually that way.
If I had to make the choice. If it had to happen.
You're getting me pissed off. I don't know why. I'm getting mad.
Because
I work late at night, you know.
You do, don't you?
It may be more threatening, but it also... You retain your respect for your wife. You would lose respect.
Right. It's not just a pure physical thing.
Right.
Okay. So that's what we're talking about, Ricky.
Right.
So you opt for intercourse,
though. You piss me off. Every time when people call us up and they tell us their problems, I sit back and I picture things visually. And the things now that you put into my mind, I've got to go. I'm going to be gone for 20 minutes.
Aw.
So what was your thing, Melissa?
Well, no. I mean, he...
He's going to do another girl, you know.
He'll reserve that right.
Oh, yeah. Even the score.
And even if he cheats on you? I mean, hey, where is he right now? Where is he working?
He works at Rave Precision.
How old is he?
22.
Could we call him up right now?
If you want.
Yeah, I want to give him permission to go out and bone another girl before the New Year's.
Now, how many sessions does he get? Sessions, I should say. I mean, how many times did he do it?
Did he?
No.
Did I?
Yeah.
I don't think that's important.
Well, I mean, if you did it five times, he gets...
I mean, if I did it once, if I did it ten times, the fact is that I've done it.
But he gets 10 if you get 10, doesn't he?
I'm trying to observe what you guys are getting at, and it's interesting how men think about these things. I mean, I think a man would generally think about those as relevant kind of questions. And to a woman, it is not. Am I right here?
No.
So these guys, they're saying, hey, the number of times, evening the score, that's an issue. For you, it's just, hey, this kind of relationship developed, it was a mistake, and now it's gone.
Now it's gone. At first, I didn't want it to be gone, because I was like, no, you know, I really like this guy, and you know, I'm joking.
You think your boyfriend will ever forgive you, truly?
No, I think he'll always be hurt.
Really?
But you know
that's
what?
Realistic.
It's the same thing, and even though I've said all those things, this is your boyfriend. You're 20 years old. I'm the same guy that also said, before you're married, live every day like it's your bachelor party.
Right.
Right. And yeah, and we've been together for 2 years now. And
oh, of course you're going to cheat. You guys all cheat. You girls cheat, guys
in
cheat.
In general or just 20 years?
Everybody.
Really?
I think so.
I don't think so. I think
is it human nature? I mean, what?
I think in
dog will hunt?
In that age group, it's very hard to sustain a mature relationship, and there are usually deficiencies and problems in the relationship that cause you, and also distractions, and you're not sure about what you want. And there's, relatively speaking, sort of limited reasons to remain totally committed to somebody. So there are forces pushing you away from a committed relationship, and they take hold sometimes.
Do you think that parents have anything to do with it? Like, I don't know, say somebody's
God, everybody is so easy to pass the buck and so easy to blame everything on parents and so easy not to take responsibility when you're not off.
I think Ricky's right.
The alcoholism you can take, the abuse you can take, the cheating thing, no.
Yeah,
don't blame that one.
If you have, Melissa, if you have very intense, very chaotic, poorly maintained relationships, yes, that's a function of, you know, a dysfunctional family system. But if it's just that you are, you know, in a relationship for 2 years and I cheated, that was a choice, and that was a mistake.
It was a big mistake.
Yeah. Okay?
Have a good Christmas anyway.
But can I say my resolution?
Go ahead.
That I want it to be better, and I know it can be.
And how is that going to be?
How's that going to be? Build trust. Start over.
All right. Let her build trust. I'm not being sarcastic. She wants to build trust. Start over. Build trust.
Let's talk to TJ from Hopkins. Is it Minnesota or Minneapolis?
Minnesota,
sorry. TJ.
Yeah.
What's going on?
How's it going, guys?
Hey.
Good.
All right. I have a question mainly towards Dr. Drew, but both of you can help me out with this. I've been going out with my girlfriend for about 2 years, and she's on the pill, and I don't use condoms. And today we just had sex. It's not like a new thing. I mean, we had sex today, but this is the first time she's ever said anything. It's like every time I have an orgasm and come inside her, right, it falls out, and she's like, you know, it's not supposed to do that. It's supposed to stay up inside me, and it's, like, supposed to, like, not fall out.
You don't know what he's talking about?
Yeah, but that's kind of, is she on top?
No, all the time, like, but just today I was on top, and it still falls out, so she always has to run to the bathroom and use it how, whatever, and, like, my friend Brendan, his sex life, he doesn't tell me anything like that, and I was wondering.
Dude, correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Drew, but your girlfriend's, of course it's going to, you put it up in there, it's going to come out.
All right, let me conduct a quick experiment. Hold on, TJ, here in the studio.
I'm not going to touch you.
I'm going to take a little bit of coffee. All right, I'm going to dump, we'll see which direction it goes, all right? You ready, guys? You want to concentrate?
Hey, it's going down.
It went down, didn't it?
8 meters per second squared, in fact.
Amazing.
I don't think it's a problem with TJ. I think it's a problem with gravity.
Well, wait a minute. We may have to test it with sperm. Hold on now.
No, come on. The fact is, TJ, there's nothing wrong with you. It has nothing to do with either of you.
I know there's nothing wrong. I mean, I don't really care either way. Because
the fact that she cares
I was just curious, because I have gotten her pregnant before.
Yeah.
But then she had a miscarriage. But I'm just saying, does that decrease her chances of getting pregnant?
No.
Because.
Forget it.
But
don't worry about it.
The sperm do swim.
Yes.
Maybe if TJ's sperms were better swimmers, they could go up to the spawning.
This doesn't mean have any. This does not reflect upon their swimming ability.
So I'm not I'm not doing anything wrong.
No, you're fine, TJ. Don't worry, all right, pal.
When we come back, we're going to get to more of your calls. Remember, it's Christmas, so we're going to keep the lines kind of open. Pretty much all of our bosses are out on vacation, so we're going to have fun. The number's 1-800-LOVE-191.
Loveline. Call 1-800-LOVE-191.
Loveline.
We'll be right back!
98.5 KOME.
Look, how simple can we make it? Go to your closet, bookshelf, or wherever you keep your CDs and pull out all the ones you haven't listened to in months. You know the ones I'm talking about. Bring them on down to Streetlight Records and turn them into cash. Wouldn't you rather have spending money than CDs you never play? Or even better, wouldn't you like to trade them in for something you'd really like to listen to?
That's right. Sweet Mite Records has it all. A mind-warping selection. Thousands of used CDs at rock-bottom prices. All kinds of music for all kinds of people. And new CDs, too. Domestic and imports. Standards and hard-to-find gems. Excuse me, did someone say local bands? Sweet Mite Records features the distinctive sound of the South Bay with a huge selection of unsigned local favorites. Where else could you find these prices? This diversity. LPs, cassettes, 45s, magazines, videos, collectibles.
This weirdness, such wide aisles, a newsletter under on the internet, local artists, lots of sheet metal, a baby's apple, a whole big amount.
Well, we agree on one thing. Streetlight Records is the place to bring your CDs and to find the music you're really looking for.
Streetlight Records with two locations in San Francisco and at 980 South Bascom, San Jose.
At Howard Johnson Hotels, the key word is comfortable. Comfortable rooms, comfortable rates, and a comfortable stay with our Sleep Tight or It's a Free Night Satisfaction Guarantee. We promise you a clean, comfortable room and prompt, courteous service from our staff. If something's not quite right, let us know, and if it's within our control, we'll make it right, or that night's stay is free. And for your added convenience, Howard Johnson is proud to offer AT&T long-distance service for all your AT&T calling card, AT&T universal card, and operator-assisted calls at most locations. Howard Johnson has something new this winter, too. When you stay with us, Howard Johnson and MetLife will send you MetLife's free booklet on your child's health and safety. You'll discover the four keys to child safety, how to teach your kids to be street smart, and what to look for when choosing child care. Howard Johnson wants to keep you comfortable, both at home and when you stay with us. For reservations, call 1-800-I-GO-HOJO or your travel agent. That's 1-800-I-GO-HOJO for Howard Johnson Hotels. 600 convenient locations throughout the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Call today. 1-800-I-GO-HOJO.
Performance. That's a word you hear a lot these days. Performance and Super Shop. That's a natural association. Super Shops didn't invent performance, but the Super Shops Automotive Performance Centers did invent high-performance discount pricing. And the Super Shops people are still making high-performance discount pricing. The Super Shops experts will show you the entire BF Goodrich TA line in stock and with prices as low as $39.95. And Super Shops sells high-performance and custom equipment. More than 250 product lines. More than 10,000 items in stock every day in every store with more than 10,000 discount prices, like low prices on BF Goodrich TA tires, $39.95, at Super Shop stores everywhere, in Belmont, San Jose, Fremont, Hayward, Vallejo, and Albany.
Ask the Super Shop experts about Christmas gift certificates. Super Shop's high-performance discount gift certificates. Show you really care with a high-performance Christmas gift certificate from the Super Shop stores.
Okay, what's the next commercial?
It's for the pipeline.
What? Another commercial for the pipeline in Santa Cruz? We always run spots for the pipeline. What the hell are they thinking?
What's the big deal?
Don't you know anything? The pipeline is the coolest shop in the Bay Area. You'd think everyone would know that by now. You know, sometimes people really piss me off.
Just do the commercial.
We've done so many pipeline spots, I hear the friggin' things in my sleep.
Posters, t-shirts, incense, stickers, patches, sunglasses, imported and domestic clothing.
And how many more times do I have to mention that the pipeline's fully loaded to the friggin' gills with cosmic debris?
Listen, all you gotta do is talk about the pipeline, tell them where it's at.
What are they, retarded? The pipeline's at 818 Pacific Avenue inside Pacific Garden Mall in Santa Cruz. You know, we've been doing these commercials for years now, and if the listeners still don't know how cool the pipeline is, well, that's just tough. Here, you do the friggin' commercial.
The pipeline, 818 Pacific Avenue, still inside Pacific Garden Mall in Santa Cruz.
The pipeline in Santa Cruz, the best store on the friggin' planet.
Loveline on 98.5 KOME. Call 1-800-LOVE-191. That's 1-800-LOVE-191.
Welcome back to Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. That's 568-3191. It's a pre-Christmas edition of Loveline. Ricky Raggi. You can't smell that.
Right.
I'm Drew. Can you smell that? That's not
good. Oh, man.
That's not good.
Hey, can I get on the mic in the booth there? And
what is that right from, man? It's like it's
from your ass. That's where it's from.
What do you mean? No, stay here, Adam. Here, light up that cigar.
It's from Hungary. Where do you think it's from? It's from your ass.
But you know what it is? It's like sometimes, you know, like sometimes you get like really good, like loud, and you're like stoked. Then sometimes you just feel this like warm, like, and it's like a... Should I shut up?
Yeah.
It's the danger of farting, though, because there's you're spinning the big smell wheel every time you spread those cheeks. I mean, you don't know.
No, I know.
You know?
No, these ones, I don't know.
He's on a roll right now.
Well, I know now, but I mean, you knew on your first one of this batch?
I had no idea. I had no idea. But I don't know what it is, because that's not a smell that usually comes out of me. I'm wondering what I ate today. Do prunes do it?
Yeah, fruit and fiber is a good guess.
Raisin bran.
Oh, that's
raisin
what it is.
Raisin bran.
That could actually diminish it, potentially.
Oh. It smells like possum. Did you eat any possum?
Doesn't everybody
call it? That is just nasty ass, man.
Yeah, thank you. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number again. It's Ricky Rackman, Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew is a real doctor.
Light the cigar, Doc. I'm serious
about
it.
Yeah, I gave Drew a Cuban Romeo and Juliet. You can smell it. You can
light
smoke it, and we know it'll smell better than my farts. Let's talk.
Light it. Fight it. You don't know when the next one's going
to
hit.
We're going to get back to the call. I'll warn you. I'll warn you. Let's talk to Dustin from Chicago. Dustin, you're on Love Line.
Good evening, guys.
Be glad you're in Chicago right now.
You cracked the window. I think you'll get some.
What's up?
Hey, have you guys heard of the Telecommunications Decency Act that's been proposed and just about ready to be passed?
Explain.
Well, basically, what the government is trying to do is police and censor the internet to try to limit freedom of speech. They're trying to clean up pornography, obscene.
Well, they're not doing it. They're not saying we're going to do it to limit freedom of speech. The reason they're doing it is to not make certain pornographic things available to children.
Well, right. There's software available that'll do that already, though. I mean, the internet is basically a place where people can go to express whatever views they wish.
I think, Dustin, there really is just, at this point, still a discussion about what it is that they are intending to do with the censorship of the internet. I mean, there are things that are being done, but I think it's still on the level of discussion and trial and error and adjudication to the courts. I mean, I don't think any single agency has stepped forward and said, this is the way it's going to be forever.
I'm under the opinion there's not near enough pornography on the internet.
No, nowhere near enough.
Well,
let me just say one thing. If you're a parent and you buy your kids a computer, at least have the responsibility to know how these certain words can't be on it so they can't search it.
Of course. Well, there's programs that'll do that. There's something you can buy for like $20 that'll stop your kids from seeing the X-rated stuff.
Really? But you have to understand that a lot of these parents are computer illiterates. I mean, the kids are learning about it in school.
Well, then that's where it's parents' responsibility.
Well, I mean, when you're 40 and you don't know anything about a computer and you never use a computer. Yeah,
they may not even know that they're
You buy a computer and the kid plugs a phone into it and you go to work.
Let me tell you something. They're doing something. I think it's a new law or something that from now on TVs are going to have a chip in it. Right. Now, do you know about this, Drew?
I've heard about this.
That it's going to have a chip that's going to be able to monitor what your children are watching or how to block.
About that.
What was that?
I've heard about that.
Yeah.
One day it's all going to be sort of a computer system, let's face it.
The internet is unowned. It's worldwide. Yeah. I mean, I'm wondering where the government thinks it has the right to police it.
Dustin, I just saw a thing yesterday on, like, I don't know, 2020 or something about gambling over the internet, that they set up these bases in, like, the Caribbean islands, and you gamble through the internet.
Wow.
See, Ricky, we better save you from yourself.
Oh, don't tell him about that.
No, I'm
I can see him just sitting in front of that, playing like Keno and farting and just smoking a cigar.
I'm really new to this whole internet thing, and I'm learning more and more about it, and I love the fact that there is so much access. I wouldn't want a controlling board. But there has got to be something when there's things like child pornography on and there's stuff like that. I mean, there's got to be certain laws. You know what I mean?
Well, that's child pornography is flat out illegal no matter what the medium.
But there's certain places that it's not.
Is that true?
Well, there's something I want to talk about a little bit later about this guy that's doing this thing in Thailand. There's supposed to be a place in Thailand where you can rent a child for a week.
Wow.
Rent
a
child.
And if the internet is truly worldwide, then there's got to be bases in maybe Thailand or places like that where there's child pornography.
Well, that's just sick.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, it's you know, what this is a lot like the gun control lobbyists think, I mean, which is, you know, Ricky and Drew and I can agree that there should be restrictions on stuff like child pornography being passed through the internet and whatnot. But people have the fear that once you start putting in certain restrictions that others soon will follow, and then, you know, it becomes this whole sort of Orwellian Big Brother thing that goes down, and next thing you know, we get the chip implanted in our brains.
Yeah, Can we say Gestapo?
Gestapo.
Thanks, Dustin.
Thanks for your call, Dustin.
Thanks a lot.
Let's speak with... did we just get off the phone with a Justin?
Hey, you know what? I was just thinking what Justin? The opposite of Gestapo would be.
What?
Go. I'm punchy.
From Dustin to Justin from Fremont. Because it's that Starbucks chocolate cup.
No, it's that
coffee.
Fart that has taken over my brain.
It doesn't smell anymore.
I know, but it's now just running around my cerebellum.
Right on. Hey, Justin, what's up?
Hey, man. I got a comment for Adam first.
Uh-huh.
Adam, if you shake your butt, Ricky can be gay.
If Adam shaves his butt, Ricky can be gay?
Yeah, I mean...
Okay, we'll
right.
That. Yeah, that'd be right.
We agree on that.
Justin.
Some other guy's shaving your ass, Adam.
This guy has studied Aristotelian logic at length.
I don't know what you just said, Drew.
Justin, talking about Aristotle.
That makes Adam gay?
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Dude, what...
Why you got some guy shave your ass?
Yeah, Adam's here. Oh, Ricky, you have a squeegee in your shower. Ricky, you have potpourri in your house. You have cats and drink diet soda. You must be gay. That makes me gay. Adam has a guy shaving his ass, and it makes him friggin' Mr. Hetero. Dude, yeah, you're way sense. Off on your graph.
Let's go on. Here.
You're way off on
Justin,
your
Justin, what do you call about?
We're putting the ass behind us and moving on,
I
Justin.
I also have friends who have squeezies and potpourri in their showers and stuff, and they're perfectly straight.
Exactly.
Okay. Agenda, Justin.
Next
go ahead.
Adam's going to say, hey, just because I sucked a dick doesn't mean...
I said a little dick. Now let's go.
Okay. Now, I originally called about this. I got one of those pumps that makes your dick bigger.
You got a penis pump.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, did you order it from the back of the magazine?
Yeah. It was kind of a dare. My friends dared me to buy it.
What's it called? Do you know?
The penis pump is all I know.
Did it show the picture of the guy flaccid and then the same guy with an erection so you knew it worked?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, look how much larger his penis is now. There's blood in it.
So you know what it is? They can do that kind of stuff because nobody's going to call up Dave Horowitz or Consumer Reports and say, hey, I got a penis pump, but I'm still right. hung like
Ralph
a
Ralph Nader's taking right. on the company,
nobody's
taking on Doc
complain.
Johnson and the AccuJack company.
And the question, Justin.
Well, I also had a friend who returned it.
Justin, what's the question?
Wait, no, I want to hear about this.
No,
I want to hear about him returning it. What did his your friend do?
He wasn't completely satisfied.
He went to the store or
my friend also ordered one with me.
Yeah.
And he didn't like it, so he returned it, and they took it back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and here's the joke's on you guys, because the ones you guys were using were passed all around Fremont before you got hold
of
them.
The same one your friend had.
Lately, I have known. I've been itching a lot.
So do you plug this thing in, or do you work a little... What do you mean?
It's driving me crazy to talk about
it. Oh, relax. We got to know. Our listeners demand it. Is there
do I.
Is a little hand pump type thing, or is it like a little pump, like a bicycle pump?
Oh, it's like a little, something like, you know, when you go get your blood pressure done.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Does it feel good?
Sometimes. I mean.
Does it work?
Yeah, it really works.
Right.
It does. I've gotten 3 inches in a month.
Oh, you're full of crap.
No, I'm not.
Now.
Can I come down there and show you guys?
Yeah, well, how do we know what you started at, smart guy?
At 14?
Listen.
14 years
old. Is that thing graduated? Is it marked? I mean, is it like a ruler on the side of it so you can tell? You know what I'm saying?
Sort of. I mean, there's like little marks and stuff, but I think that's just for like, so it holds on.
So it doesn't slip out of your hand?
Yeah, I got a thing that can make my penis twice as big. It's called my hand.
Now, your folks haven't...
It's called a VCR.
Your folks haven't seen that lying around, have they? Huh?
I have a couple of those, too, but those VCR and...
Hey, Justin, you got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
And does she notice the big difference?
Yeah.
Does it come with instructions? Does it tell you to use it twice a day or once a day or for how long? Or
yeah, it tells you to use it like once a week.
Once a week?
These things can't work, can they? There's got to be no way these things will work.
They actually work. I've actually used it like 2 hours a week is what I've been using.
Over how a period of time?
Over like a month.
A month.
2 hours? I think they tell you to use it every day.
Yeah, but they tell you, like, use it every day, but for so many minutes. And it's
it adds up to be, like, a couple hours a week.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, like, an hour a week or so.
All right.
So yours worked.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Justin. Have a good holidays.
I think he's trying to sell those things.
This is Doc Johnson's son.
Believe me, if they work, they wouldn't charge $19.95 for it.
We'll be back.
Love, look, you go ahead. Love Line, it will be right. Love Line,
Love
will be...
Line.
Love, sorry, but we don't have that kind of time. Loveline will be right back.
Hey, we said that.
Yeah, you did.
98.5 KOME.
Inline Sports. Inline Sports.
Inline Sports, the number one inline sports store in the Bay Area 4 years in a row. Inline Sports just received over 10,000 pairs of Bauer inline skates. Inline Sports must sell all of these skates this Christmas. To do this, Inline Sports has drastically reduced the prices, starting at just $49. Inline Sports, with the biggest selection of Bauer skates in the Bay Area. Bauer is the leader in roller hockey and recreational skates. Need skate wheels? Inline Sports has over 200,000 wheels in stock. And this week only, wheels start at just $2 each. That's right, $2 wheels. Come in this week for incredible savings on over 10,000 pairs of Bauer skates. Inline Sports, with three Bay Area locations, Cupertino, San Jose, and Pleasanton. Call the experts at Inline Sports. 252-5233. Got a skate question? Call 252-5233. Inline Sports. 252-5233. Inline Sports. Simply the best for inline skates. Inline Sports. Guaranteed lowest prices in the USA. Only at Inline.
She's looking at me.
She's not looking at you.
Oh, look at her. She's looking.
Why would she be looking at you?
Well, obviously. She finds me attractive.
Yeah, obviously. You're losing your mind.
What?
What could you do possibly have in common?
Well, we're both eating at Carl's Jr., right?
Oh, man. A lot of people eat at Carl's Jr. Thousands. Millions.
She's having a Western bacon cheeseburger. I'm having a Western bacon cheeseburger.
So what is
it? But she likes bacon. I like bacon.
Yeah, yeah. I get the point.
Obviously, we have something in common.
You are pathetic.
Look, she's looking.
Jimmy Nappy.
She's getting up.
What is wrong with you?
She's coming over.
She's dumping her drink.
Excuse me.
Hi.
Hi. I was sitting across from you, and I couldn't help but notice your chest.
Really?
And your shoulders.
Really?
And your face.
Really?
You have barbecue sauce everywhere.
The Western Bacon Cheeseburger at Carl's Jr. If it doesn't get all over the place, it doesn't belong in your face.
Are you craving a big, juicy burger dripping with melting cheese? Try a Carl's Jr. Superstar with cheese, a double Western Bacon Cheeseburger, or a third-pound classic double Carl's Jr. If it doesn't get all over the place, it doesn't belong in your face.
From Universal Pictures. Tonight, 17,000 hockey fans have been taken hostage.
Bombs have been planted in this building to stop all the clocks in the house.
But only one of them knows it.
I'm going to try to stop you.
Now, he'll do whatever it takes to save his children. Jean-Claude Van Damme, Powers Booth.
I know where the bombs are, so I know where to go.
Then come and get me. Sudden Death, rated R. Do not admit it without parents. Starts Friday at theaters everywhere. Critics are calling 12 Monkeys riveting and spellbinding.
He thinks he comes from the future.
A time warp thriller.
I don't belong here.
Bruce Willis's best screen performance.
We live underground.
Madeline Stowe is terrific.
5 billion people are going to die.
Brad Pitt is magnificent.
Do you realize where he thinks he comes from?
12 Monkeys is the best movie of the year from Universal Pictures, a Terry Gilliam film. 12 Monkeys, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Starts December 27th in select areas, opens everywhere January 5th.
So, Mom, how do you like North Star at Tahoe?
Well, the food is good, the skiing is nice, and where'd you get that hat?
Down there in the village.
Where'd you get the money for the hat?
Oh, Ma, I didn't need any money.
You stole the hat?
No, Mom, I earned it. I used my credits from Club Vertical, North Star's frequent skier program. The more I ski, the more points I get. When I get enough points, I get free stuff, like this hat.
The hat was free. Now I've heard everything. I suppose your gloves were free, too.
Actually, yeah.
He stole the gloves, too. I raised a shoplifter. My son, the thief.
With Club Vertical, I can also go straight to the chairlift without waiting in line for a lift ticket.
Roll out the red carpet for my son, the thief.
It's not like that, Ma. Look, I even got your lunch for free.
Oh, shh. Don't say that so loud.
Club Vertical at North Star at Tahoe. You've earned it. Call 1-800-GO-NORTH.
Combined with recent storms and one of Tahoe's most powerful snowmaking systems, North Star is now open top to bottom, front and back, with over 90% of skiing terrain.
This is Loveline on 98.5 KOME San Jose.
Figuring, you know, Drew's saying the way that he was potty training one of your sons,
yeah,
is that if he poops in the can, you give him a present.
Right. We finally resorted to bribery.
Okay, what if I walk out of the room next time I have to fart?
What will you get?
Buzz Lightyear in the ass.
That is.
And then Lori, we have one of our screeners. Lori gave us some Christmas ornaments for Christmas, and Drew's looking at his, and Anne's going, look, it's cool because it's a Snow White one. She goes, it's Doc, and Doc is you.
Right.
They're going, Doc is you, and I look at mine, and it's Goofy. Okay, what are you trying to say? I get it. I see how we are.
At least it wasn't dopey.
Huh? That's true. 1-800-LOVE-191's the number. 568-3191. It's the Christmas edition of Loveline. We're talking a little bit about Christmas and any big Christmas mistakes you've made. Boy, I made one already.
What?
What'd you do?
Oh, I told Dan this story. It's a sad story. I screwed up big.
What?
I'll tell you guys in about 10 minutes or so.
What?
Let me ask you this.
I don't know. We're not going to know because we'll forget. Rick, you'll forget. And that'll be that.
Maybe I will. This is a better one. A woman you're dating seems to have broken every sexual taboo. When you ask her if there's anything she hasn't tried, she would be wise to... 1,000 men were polled. A, make up a few things so she doesn't intimidate you. B, pretend to be much less experienced. The truth would disgust you. Or C, tell the truth. What a turn on.
I would like to say this about men. Men like to feel like Neil Armstrong when they're with a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They optimally, and I hate to admit it, but this is the aura of man. This is what men have coursing through their veins. They want to plant the flag. They want to be the first print on this virgin soil. That's how guys are. But guys are realistic, and we realize, hey, it's the 90s. We're not going to find someone as a virgin, and we understand that. But the deeper and deeper and deeper you get, the harder it gets. And
like, if you're doing something kinky and you're going, hey, have you ever done this? Yeah.
Yeah, and it's been better. Yeah, you don't want to hear that. So guys don't ask, and girls don't volunteer.
Well, that wasn't the answer. That's another question I'm going to ask later. But would you rather her make up a few things so she doesn't intimidate you, pretend to be much less experienced, the truth would disgust you, or C, tell the truth, what a turn on? What would be your answer?
I would have her lie to me because I'm that feeble-minded.
Well, I hate to tell you that I agree with you. And 34% of the men said they should pretend to be much less experienced. The majority of the men, 43%, said tell the truth. What a turn on. Now, certain things I don't mind a woman telling you. Like, hey, I've done, you know,
yeah,
another woman.
But not if you want to marry them. You know what I mean? I mean, if you're with them for one night and they're going, yeah, I had a couple of threesomes. And, you know, you got a couple glasses of Chardonnay in you and it's the first date. You're going right on. Right on. But when you've been with someone for a couple of years and you're getting engaged and they're talking about...
Doesn't that bother you?
What?
I want you to step back and think about that.
About my statement?
Yeah.
I'm being honest.
But now judge yourself for a second.
I'm going to... All right.
Imagine if women looked at you guys that way.
Like what?
I can't even get it. Like,
well, no, I mean, there's certain...
But imagine that. You are a lesser person. And I'm going to think of you solely as an object, and especially in a circumstance where I feel comfortable doing that. And that's okay.
No. I want to be saved for myself. I freely admit it.
Right.
I don't look at them. I don't.
You'll accept that.
I don't take it out on them. I would like them to lie to me because it makes no difference.
Because you're weak. And your ego is weak.
And my right. Low right. self-esteem. Save
you
me from myself.
I have said a million times, it doesn't matter what they did before. I don't want to know. I don't want to know how many partners.
Yeah, but that's denial.
Well, it matters.
Denial.
Yeah, that's denial.
Asking your partner, hey, how many guys you've been with? You want to know?
I'm not saying that, but you don't want it to exist. You don't care if it exists, but you don't want it to exist.
I'm the only one.
Right.
That's right.
You know what it is to me? I like to go to a ball game and order a hot dog. I don't want to go to the frickin' packing plant, the rendering plant, and see one into the hot dog. I'm going to enjoy the hot dog at the ball game, but I don't want a description of what was in the dog.
This is Loveline on
Radio
Station.
98.5 KOME, San Jose.
Right now, we're going to go to Bart from Chicago. Bart, you're on Loveline. What's up, Bart?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Happy holidays.
Thanks, you too.
They got some good dogs there in Chicago, don't they, Bart?
The best freaking chili dog in the world.
Don't ask what's in the chili either. Just enjoy. That's the message.
First of all, I want to say you guys' show rules. I totally love your show. Okay, I sound like a teenager, but anyway.
No, you sound like an intelligent man.
All right.
We like you,
yes,
Bart.
Yes, we do.
Call anytime.
Love you guys. Anyway. Okay, the reason I called was that, well, first of all, I've had a couple beers, so I was like, all right, feeling no pain.
Hey, stoned slows us down.
All right.
Drunk will just tease the hell out of you and have a good time.
And all my buddies listen upstairs. So, but this is a totally true situation. All right. When I'm with a girl, I don't know why, but especially lately, I've really gotten into the biting thing. Like, I like to bite my girlfriend, like on the neck, on the lip. On the lip?
On
the tongue, everywhere.
On the tongue?
All right, you sickos. Anyway, I was wondering, first of all, is that weird? Because I'm not just talking about little. Like, I almost like, I would almost like to see a little blood to say, wow, look what I just achieved.
You're talking about like a barracuda type bite, right?
Kind of, I don't know, but, you know.
I don't... You know, yeah, obviously it depends how much you're coming down on them. I mean, I find that women enjoy a little nibble here and there. A little snack, a little love
neck.
Snack.
Yeah, a little.
They love the neck.
As I like the neck. I like to get bit on the neck a little bit.
Do you?
But Bart, give me a little nibble. That wouldn't be cheating, would it?
Put a little peanut butter on there, Ricky.
But what Bart's talking about, you're talking about almost drawing blood.
There's times where when things are, you know how it is when you're in the heat of passion and all that.
Is this something new?
For me, yeah. I've always kind of liked it in the movies. Well, kind of what brought this...
What movie, Jaws?
What gave me the actual courage to actually do it last time I was with the girl I'm dating, I went and saw the new James Bond movie, which is like a lame excuse. But anyway...
Adam's like crinkling his eyebrow thinking, where is the tongue biting?
Yeah, okay. I remember the car.
Chick in the movie, the assassin girl.
The one who squeezes everyone with her legs?
But when they're in the hot tub room, she bites him on the lip and actually makes him bleed.
Oh, right.
That was freaking cool.
Right.
If I had a girl that would do that to me...
Well, I'd let her ram an oar up my ass and break it off. I mean, if she looked like that. But, I mean, that's not reality, Bart.
I realize that, but that's... So then the next time I was with my girlfriend and I said... I'm just going for it.
All right, let's get to stay with the question. I mean, the question is it normal? You're kind of freaked out about it on your own.
Does this make me like a vampire? I don't want to.
It does not make you. I don't think it by itself suggests that there's necessarily anything wrong with you. It is sort of outside of the spectrum of I think what we would all agree to be normal, but just barely. And whether or not it's some residual of God knows what, or just, who knows?
It's not like it's something I'm going to do if the girl doesn't.
I just think, as long as you are not actually hurting somebody, and you are able to maintain control of your impulses to the point that you don't, actually do something you don't mean to do.
Yeah, I don't want
to.
I don't see it's a problem.
That's kind of the unwritten code of sex is... If you like it and they like it, so be it, as long as no one's getting hurt.
I'll be honest,
bite and rip.
I actually like this better than actual intercourse.
Biting someone's neck?
You're getting weirder on us all the time here, bro.
Next thing you know, he goes, and I want to go to Papua New Guinea because there's still cannibals there.
Well, the girl I was with, first of all, won't.
And when I really put her in the mood, I rent the movie Alive.
The girl I was with won't go all the way. She wants to wait till she's married, which I respect.
What, before you start biting each other?
No, but Biden's okay with her, apparently.
You better hope she don't pick up on that.
She'd rather...
You could be in a lot of trouble, Bart.
She'd rather I bite her than...
Well, that's fine.
That might be a personal thing.
Let me just point out one thing.
You just might disgust her.
Bart, before you go, just one quick thing. That the human bites are potentially very, very dangerous. There's a lot of bacteria live in your mouth that can cause terrific infection.
Gingivitis.
Well, the most devastating thing can be if you bite deep enough to hit a tendon, and it can be very, really terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So be very, very cautious, okay?
All right.
A dog bites, cat bites better than human bites.
Really?
I always bite my cat.
Absolutely.
Stacy from San Diego, you're on Loveline.
Yeah, hi. I need a little advice. I've been going out with this guy for about a year and a half, and I recently thought that I loved him, and I thought that he loved me back, but now I kind of feel that he's using me.
Why?
Well, because every time we see each other, we have sex. And, like, lately, I guess I've been more emotional than physical.
Ricky, ask your questions.
Call him up.
When does he come over?
The first thing is, why don't you say, hey, let's go see a movie this weekend, but I don't feel like having sex, just so you know. See if he still takes you out.
I do, but it never works out that way.
Right. Then don't go out with him.
But I really love him.
Let me tell you about the nature of man, Stacy. If
humankind or men?
Men. Men. And humankind to a degree, but mostly the humans with the scrotum. If someone said to Drew and Ricky and myself, come in when you like, start the show when you're ready each night, we'd come in about 9:45, then we'd come in at 9:55, then we'd start coming in at 9:50, and then 9:15, and then we'd start coming in about 12, and then we wouldn't come in. That's how people are. When you say, hey, you want to come over and have sex? Come over and have sex. Then the guy's just going to come over and have sex and leave. I mean, guys will go. It's much. They're like a sailfish taking off off the side of a ship.
Guys actually like hanging out with certain girls because they like hanging out with them other than the sex.
I'm not saying they wouldn't hang out, but they're not going to. A lot of guys, if it's this kind of guy, is not going to take her out dancing. Is not going to take her out to the movies. Is not going to take her out to the dinner. If she's just going to come over and bone down. And then hang out, watch TV with him. That's what he'll get used to, and that's what he'll want, and that'll be enough for him.
That doesn't always happen.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, but we always have sex. We'll go out to dinner, we'll go out downtown, and then we'll go back to his place.
Well, all right, so he's attracted to you.
Think of it.
Well, yeah, but don't blame him for having a nice libido and being attracted to you.
I suspect you're telling us, though, that you feel emotionally unfulfilled, and you suspect that his level of commitment or involvement with you is not nearly what it is you with him.
Exactly.
And that's that's the case, probably.
So
you got to trust your instincts, and if he's not able to provide more for you emotionally, and you need more, then you've got to find somebody else.
But so, Stacy, here's the experiment you need to conduct. Don't have sex with him for, a week or two. Cut him off and see how he reacts. If he sticks around, then you'll know he's committed.
The thing that still drives me crazy that somebody just say that, they're boning, they're eating each other out, they're doing this and that, but they're not going to talk about something that's bugging them.
Yeah, I know.
You can do anything. The holiest of the holies, but you can't talk. Talk to Esther from Orange County. You're on Loveline.
I need some advice about my boyfriend. He's been telling me that, I'm becoming a nympho. And I don't see no problem with it. And he said it's because I started doing a lot of speed.
And what is he referring to?
Like, I want it all the time now.
Sex?
I mean, yeah, constantly. I mean, and he says he can't get it up that much.
Hmm.
And I don't believe it.
I wish your boyfriend would be calling you, because you know what I'd be telling him? Run, man.
No, I mean, it's because, he trips on me because I can do, an 8-ball in a day.
Oh, jeez.
And
How long have you been doing speed every day?
Huh?
How long have you been doing speed every day?
How long?
Uh-huh.
I'd say I've been with them for 2 years, and I barely started doing it, maybe 8 months ago.
You can do an 8-ball of crank?
Yeah. Crystal, yeah,
man. In one day?
Yeah.
Now, Ricky's been around the block a few times, Frank.
I mean, people say they do that much of coke. I've said that's a lot. But of speed, that is so much.
Yeah. How do you do it? You snort it?
Smoke it.
Yeah. I've seen people like
that. He has a problem with it, and I don't think it's because of the speed, and he does.
Well, what do you think it is?
I mean, I kind of think it is because before I was with him, he's the first guy I've ever been with.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was with him, I was a virgin and everything. And
what do you think it is?
What do I think it is?
Mm-hmm.
I just love sex, period. But he's having a real problem with this, and he's getting ready to go tell my family.
Well, be that.
What, that you're an infomaniac or that you're on speed all the time?
Both.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, but you guys are arguing over the sex, but what he's concerned about is the tweaking.
No, I don't think he is.
Yeah, he is. Oh, if he's got half a brain in his head and if he cares about you one iota, he's talking about the speed.
Yeah, well, he's doing it with me, though, so I don't. My friends are telling me that he just can't get it up that much and that I should leave him because he's not satisfying me no more, but I love him in my heart, and I don't want to leave him just because he's not giving me enough sex.
All right, but do you hear yourself talking, Esther? Where do you think this is leading?
I want to stay with him, but I mean...
Hey, watch your language.
I don't think I am.
Esther,
you're a freak,
Esther,
man.
I'm a freak?
No, Esther, the problem is...
No, you're not. You're not. I'm sorry.
The problem is you're an amphetamine addict. You're an amphetamine addict. That's the problem. Whether or not these other issues are really relevant, it doesn't really matter at this point. You have a life-threatening illness. That needs to be dealt with. these other things, I think, will take care of themselves.
Yeah, I mean, find out what your libido is like when you're not cranked out of your brain. You know what I'm saying? I mean, how are you supposed to know what kind of person you are, what your sex drive is, what any drive is, when you're doing an eight ball a day?
That was the way it was with you, too.
This is what caused me. What?
And you were speed
that? I wanted sex?
Yeah.
No.
No, but we wouldn't be able to...
I couldn't have gotten it up with a friggin' helicopter.
That would denote weight, though, at least. That's
you
good.
Know, you know what that sounds like? This sounds like this cough. Yeah, I have this problem. My...